Most of the studies of dental and skeletal contributions to expansion using rapid palatal expanders have been done using dental casts and PA cephalograms. This technique makes measurement of the skeletal contributions difficult due to image magnification and does not allow direct measurement of sutural expansion. It would be much easier to measure the dental and skeletal contributions using some type of CT imaging, but this has been difficult due to the radiation exposure. A small pilot study done in Austria was able to get review board approval to take before and after CT images on children undergoing RPE. The results of this pilot study are published in an article called Evaluation of the Effects of Rapid Maxillary Expansion in Growing Children Using Computer Tomography Scanning, a Pilot Study. The article appears in the February 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The study sample was limited to 9 children that were about 8 years old and were going to have rapid palatal expansion in the mixed dentition. Records, including the low-dose CT image, were taken before treatment and after active expansion. The expansion was done with a bonded expander that was activated 2 turns per day until the screw activation reached 7 millimeters. According to the methods section of the paper, the expander was removed after active expansion to allow for post-expansion records and then replaced and left for 3 to 5 months of stabilization. The CT imaging allowed for construction of frontal plane sections through the canine and molar regions that could be measured. Measurements included the width of the suture, width of maxillary skeletal base, and the width of the molars. The results were somewhat surprising. Although the screw was reportedly expanded 7 millimeters, the expansion of the molars was measured at less than 4 millimeters on average. The sutural expansion was measured at 1.6 millimeters and the maxillary skeletal base expansion at 1.7 millimeters. So the overall skeletal contribution to the expansion was only about 50%. This is somewhat surprising since common wisdom would expect a larger contribution of skeletal expansion using RPE in the mixed dentition. I have a significant question about the method that may have affected the outcome of this study. Remember that I said that the expander was removed after active expansion for the records to be taken. This was probably important to reduce CT artifacts, but it makes me wonder about how long the appliance was out of the mouth before the CT image was taken. It seems to me that immediately after active expansion, the expansion is quite unstable. That is why we leave the appliance in for stabilization. How much change in width would occur in a short time when the appliance is removed at that stage? I would like to see this study repeated with imaging done without appliance removal to see if the results would differ. My guess is that it may change the results significantly. If you would like more information about this study of rapid palatal expansion in children, you can find this article from Austria in the February 2007 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.